This is the Pacifica Radio Network. We take you now, live and direct, to Alcatraz. This evening we'll be talking with Johnny Yesno and Shirley Daniels in Canada. They're from the Canadian Broadcasting Company and they do an Indian magazine show. So I guess any time now.
Okay, John, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, this is Johnny Yesno, host of a radio program here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley's not with us because she's ill tonight, so hoping to, first of all, I'd like to get, maybe give us what is the general situation on the island. All we can get is what we read in the papers.
Yes, that can be very misleading at times.
Well, first, let me ask you a few questions, like, what is the population on Alcatraz?
I would say roughly around approximately 75 people, right, at this time. We lost quite a few of the younger people, students, that had to go back to school for the new quarter or the new semester. And some of these, especially some of the young men, are of draft age, and their draft status is kind of uncertain, so they had to go back to school.
I was going to ask you, what are some of the tribes that are represented at Alcatraz?
We have Eskimos from Alaska, and we had an Aztec from Mexico. We've had Seminoles, we've got people from Florida, New York, the Midwestern states, and I believe we even have two gentlemen here from Canada.
How is the overall, like the reaction, say, if you get any Indian support, how about the National Congress of American Indians?
I don't know what the National Congress of American Indians has said yet. But we're starting to get more and more support from Indian people as they find out exactly what is going on here. It's like there are many of the reservations, or even in some of the urban areas, where the only reports that they get are through the newspapers or radio and television, like you mentioned. But as they're finding out more information, we're getting more support. We had the American Indian Movement from Minneapolis. They came out last Thursday, and they spent 5 days here, and the movement in the Minneapolis area has pledged all their support to the movement here.
I'd be interested to find out just, you know, how you people are surviving out there. For instance, how are you getting food supplies, heating and lighting and this sort of thing?
Okay, with the heating, we don't have any central heating at all. Our best bet is to find a warm building if possible, and some of the buildings have fireplaces in them. So this would take care of the heating needs, and we have a heater in the clinic that we can use. It's an electric heater. It has to be used very sparingly because we don't have much electricity. We have a few of the buildings have electricity, and then the rest of them don't have any. And as far as food, we received quite a few foodstuffs as donations, like canned goods. So we use these, and we have to buy all of our fresh foods daily because we haven't got any refrigeration also, so we have to buy the fresh meats and bread and milk, things like this.
How about the general public, the white sympathizers? Have got much support from them?
Yes, we are. The more they find out about what we are doing here, the more support we are getting from them. We don't have, right at this time, we don't really have many enemies or people that are against us. If the reception, the reaction that the white people have given us in various places, well, every place that I've been, is they're eager to find the answers to a lot of questions, but on the whole, they agree with us. They believe we're right.
Speaking of a right, I understand you picked, well, why it was Alcatraz picked. Is there any significance?
Well, Alcatraz is abandoned federal land, and it's a symbol that all of America can identify with. Everyone has heard of Alcatraz. And by us taking this land, we're taking something that the public is aware of being there, like Alcatraz Island, the former federal prison. And by doing this, it makes it possible for us to kind of get the Indian problems in America, bring the spotlight on Indian problems, let them know that all isn't well with the Indians in America. There are many people in the United States that aren't even aware of how Indian people have to live. And through taking Alcatraz, I think we're starting to bring this awareness to these people.
What has been the problem of failing to bring the awareness to the general public about the American Indian plight? Maybe it's other problems overshadowing your problem?
We have such a small number of people in the United States. Out of a population of over 200 million people, there are approximately 600,000 Indians in the United States. We've been broken down and separated and put on various reservations. We're not all congregated together. And we've sort of been neglected or forgotten for the last, I would say, 70 years. Once they got all the Indians on reservations or had us defeated, they just ignored us. And the government has done very freely what they choose to do with our lands and with the people. And the public has not been aware of what has been going on. Many of them have lived under the idea that if you're Indian, that the government takes good care of you and gives you a lot of money and the finest education, this type of thing, and it's totally untrue.
Do you hope, John, by taking over Alcatraz, to also bring awareness to government officials and to non-Indian public, that maybe you can better the situation on the reserves?
Yes. We hope to get the American public and the politicians to cooperate. They have been, in the past, any programs that the government has used to help Indian people, supposedly to help the Indian people on the reservations or in the cities, we have to do it the white way. And they can't really, they don't know, really know what is good for Indian people. They may think they do, but you've got to live the life of an Indian, live on a reservation or live in the city as an Indian. You have to have the Indian beliefs and a little of the heritage to really understand the problems. There are many things that the government, many ways they try to run things for us that are not acceptable to us, and that's why these programs do not work.
You mentioned the word government. Just exactly what areas do you hope to make the government aware of? What programs can they initiate? Let me ask you this. What support have you been getting from government officials?
We have a Congressman Brown. He's from Los Angeles. Had introduced a resolution into Congress that urging President Nixon to start negotiations with selected representatives from Alcatraz Island to turn the island over to the Indian people. And this was co-signed by 10 other congressmen. So we're getting support there.
How about Walter Hickel.
Mr. Hickel himself has said nothing favorable to us. They did send out Robert Robertson. He's the executive director of the National Council of Indian Opportunity. And so they sent him out to check on the health and safety needs on the island. So they're starting to recognize that we are here. We formed a corporation, and it's Indians of All Tribes Incorporated, and we are incorporated through Sacramento, the state of California. So this may pose some interesting legal problems later on. But
you mentioned an interesting thing there, John. You mentioned a different Indian organization. Here in Canada, if I can briefly tell you that we have provinces and we have strong Indian provincial organizations, and out of this emerged a national Indian brotherhood, which is sort of a national-wide. I was hoping there, if you have state Indian organizations, and from there a sort of a national body to act as a lobbying group for all Indians in America.
We hope to be able to bring this about for us so that we are in the process of overcoming many years of Indian people not working together. But we are proving on the island, we are proving that it can be done, because in the beginning we had approximately 150 permanent residents on the island, people that came in through vacations or took time off from work and lived here. And all these people, we managed to work together, and we are getting stronger as each day goes by. We're down to approximately 75 people now, but these are people of different backgrounds. The only common bond we have is that we are Indian, and we're managing to make this work much better than the public is aware of. Yeah, go ahead.
I understand that why you took over Alcatraz, one of the things that you wanted to do was to turn it into a cultural center. How is this making out?
We hope to... The cultural center would include a museum of Native American history. We'd have an ecology center, a spiritual center, a free Indian university that would stress both academic training and vocational training. It's up to the individual student. This university, we would allow Indian students to come and attend this school regardless of age or prior education, because many of our people have not received the proper education. And we hope to, once we get the question settled with the United States government about giving us the island, then we hope to go through private grants and even ask the government for money to develop the island along with when they give us the island.
And if you do, this cultural center materializes, which I hope it does, would it be open to, say, non-Indians, say, to educate anthropologists, for one, and maybe to rectify some of the misconceptions or interpretations about the Indian history books?
We have made no definite decision on this yet, but I don't see why we won't allow non-Indians to come on the island, because the main purpose of the island is it's going to be Indian land, a place for Indians. But I imagine we will allow non-Indians on the island so that they can do exactly what you mentioned, to learn some of the truth about the Indian background, Indian history.
Let me ask you this, John. How can Canadian Indians support you?
They can write letters to whatever various American Indian groups that they are familiar with, and ask these groups, relay information on to these groups, and urge them to support us, state that Canadian Indians support us, because what we are doing here is for all Indians. It's Canadian Indians, American Indians, and Indians of South America. This is Indian land. We recognize all Indians as being Indian.
Right. Okay, John, our time is up. I want to wish you all the best, and if I am down that way, I'll look you up.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Night.
Good night. And that has been Mr. Johnny Yesno from Canada with their Indian Magazine program. And we had hoped to have some of the council members here this evening, but we've got a terrific rain going on outside, so I don't imagine the boat is running right now because there were small craft warnings out. So on behalf of Indians of all tribes, this is John Trudell wishing you a very pleasant good evening.
That program came to us by special arrangement with the Canadian Broadcasting Company. This is the Pacifica Radio Network.